Good morning. An overall dampness out there again early this morning, but the steadiest and heaviest rain has now pressed to the east and off the east coast. A little bit muggy as well, with more of a late spring, early summer-like feel, despite lots of clouds. Temperatures are starting in the middle to high 50s and will make their way up into the upper 60s and lower 70s today. With that increased moisture in the air and a little bit of energy swinging through in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, scattered showers will pop, maybe even a thunderstorm this afternoon in spots with a burst of rain, but the activity will be widely scattered and it will be mainly dry. A wave of low pressure will ride up the eastern seaboard tonight, bringing a steadier rain back into the Catskills, Hudson Valley, Greater Capital District, and southern New England, while scattered showers will persist across northern sections, maybe even a rumble of thunder in spots, and also areas of fog overnight tonight, with lows back into the high 40s and lower 50s. A cool pool of air aloft will be overhead tomorrow, producing plenty of clouds and still the risk of a few showers and maybe a thunderstorm with small hail across the higher terrain. Breezy from the northwest, a cooler breeze with highs in the lower to mid-60s. We'll finally kick this system out of here on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, still a bit breezy with readings back into the middle and upper 60s. And right now the weekend looking nice, Saturday and Sunday, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs in the lower 70s. There is the risk of a shower around both days, but a slight risk at that. So right now we'll look forward to a mainly dry weekend. A better chance of showers as we enter into the early part of next week with mostly cloudy skies on Monday and Tuesday and highs back into the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms in the southeastern states into the mid-Atlantic. Cloud cover will likely limit potential daytime heating today, possibly hindering greater destabilization. In areas that can sufficiently destabilize, convection will gradually increase through the late afternoon along a southeastward progressing cold front and any lingering outflow boundaries from the previous day's convection. With the primary upper trough remaining well to the west, upper level forcing will be limited. As such, generally weakly organized multicellular clusters capable primarily of damaging winds will be possible. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Corpus Christi, Texas at 9:56 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Salkhard, Russia at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 6 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Emory, Texas. The 92-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 2003 by 4 degrees. There were 2 daily record lows. At Ripley, Tennessee, it was 38 degrees, and this is 3 degrees colder than the old record set just back in 2010. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 41 degrees, with a west wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 7 above zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 58 degrees, the dew point 56, 93% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.74 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Thermal, California, and Bullhead City, Arizona, to a low of 16 at Shirley Basin, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms, lower 70s, showers and thunderstorms in Boston in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 59 degrees, the low 49, the average temperature 54, that's 2 degrees below normal. 1.39 inches of rain in Albany yesterday for the month now, 2.69 inches. That's 1.83 inches above normal, and 10.46 inches for the year, which is 1.57 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 45. The record high, 93, set in 1979, and the record low, 27, in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 5:39 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:05 p.m., 14 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and milder with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. Scattered showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 50s back into the 40s in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and milder with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower 70s. Rain tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and milder, scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 60s. Scattered showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and milder with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs near 70. Rain tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy and milder with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower 70s. Rain tonight, possibly a thunderstorm, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, cooler, scattered showers, lower to mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, a bit breezy Friday in the mid to upper 60s. It looks like a mix of sun and clouds for both weekend days and highs in the lower 70s. And back to mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers for Monday and Tuesday of next week in the middle to upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.